to this insulting statement. Regarding Syria and also the statement made about Iran's support leading to the government of Bashar al-Assad still remaining in power there. These statements are quite unrealistic. And speaking of the Syrian issue and crisis, one should have a realistic approach towards it. Domestic support and also the opposing currents in Syria, foreign interference, and a series of factors have formed this crisis, and this foreign intervention and support for the opposition groups and formation of extremist groups in Syria have further complicated this crisis. We hope that the issue be resolved through a realistic approach, and in case there is any problem in the face of the negotiations, they should not be externalized, and we should move towards resolving the crisis. Regarding Iran's role is definitely a constructive one, but Iran's presence in negotiations must be free from any precondition, and there should be a Syrian process going on, and also the share of the Syrian people must be taken into account for determining their fate. It was said that there's deception in the Iranians' DNA. It was said after resolving the nuclear issue, there's the issue of human rights and terrorism. And if it is even legally approved by the Security Council, the sanctions will be gradually lifted. Was the issue raised at the Geneva meeting? Speaking of the nuclear negotiations, I said earlier that there's need for vigilance in order to have a sound atmosphere for proceeding with the nuclear negotiations, and also set aside unhelpful issues and discussions. In case of making politically motivated, regarding the politically motivated statement by Ms. Sherman, she has not been precise in her statement, and one should be doubtful about other statements made by her. Kashani Etelaat Daily. Recently, there have been reports about the Iranian frozen assets being released, and Mr. Jahangiri said that billions of dollars of Iranian frozen assets overseas will be released, but Mr. Takht-e Ravandi, she said that there has been no official statement so far, and there has been no talks between Iran and the West in this connection. Your comments on that? Concurrent with the ending of the Geneva meeting, there was some news by Western media, and particularly by the U.S. media outlets, that these assets that have been frozen, they are going to be released. And of course, these are just media speculations, and the issue has not been officially reflected. And in case the issue is reflected through political channels, and if it is officially announced, after receiving that official proposal, we will express our views. I'm Qasemi. I have three questions. There are some political currents that have expressed their views regarding the slogan of "Down with the USA." I wish to know your views about their approach And regarding the stationing of a non-resident charge d'affaires, we will have the reopening of the British embassy since what is the approach of the foreign ministry and the stance of the foreign ministry with respect to the mistrust that have existed between the two countries? And thirdly, some Western statements have been made. Saying that in case of continued nuclear talks leading to the lifting of the sanctions, they claim it's premature and that the nuclear talks are held, since the sanctions have been effective. Well, you raised so many questions, but you mentioned the sanctions. The claim made that the sanctions have been effective, bringing Iran to the negotiation table. Unfortunately, we have witnessed such statements before. These analyses are quite unrealistic and based on previous mentalities, and a clear indication. And we hope that the world people have realized this. Was in fact the Iranian presidential elections and the people's massive turnout and the realization of the political epic. That was a response indicating the ineffectiveness of the sanctions and that the Iranian nation is quite vigilant, is acting vigilantly and supporting the Islamic establishment and also the principal policies of the establishment. This was the important message of the elections, and we hope that this unrealistic analysis that has proven to be inefficient, and its inefficiency has been admitted by Western analysts. Hopefully, this analysis would be set aside and eliminated, and the policy of pressure and negotiation be eliminated in practice. And avoid just continuing with such an analysis. This analysis is not a real one, and there has been no change in the principal policies of the Islamic Republic of Iran in possessing peaceful nuclear technology and defending the rights of the Iranian nation. The sanctions have not led to the changing of the policies in Iran. Regarding your second question about the designation of non-resident charge d'affaires by Iran and Britain, and their stationing in Tehran and London would be the first step for the reopening of the embassies in order to resume their activities and also have the step-by-step actions taken for resumption of relations. Regarding the slogan of Down with the USA, this is a slogan emanating from the deep sentiments of the Iranian nation in the face of the hostilities by the hostilities practiced by the American administrations against the Iranian nation. This is a strong and a high wall of mistrust between the U.S. and Iran, and in fact, it cannot be said that by such a move, all the mentalities can undergo a change and the history of relations would be changed. So the slogan of Down with USA comes from the depth of the feelings of the Iranian nation, and in case of a change in this slogan, that requires basic steps to be taken by the U.S. administration and also adoption of a new policy towards the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I think that many officials of the country have explicitly voiced their views, and also the popular circles have also expressed their viewpoints. The changing of a public slogan is not something to be dictated by the government to public circles. Kashani from Al Jazeera. In the Geneva One meeting, there was talk of a transitional government in Syria. In Geneva Two conference, the Arab states and the opposition are after forming a transitional government without the presence of Mr. Assad. Russia has said it's not after supporting Bashar al-Assad himself. What is Iran's view concerning the formation of transitional government? And do you think that is necessary to have Bashar al-Assad in such a transitional government? And in case of formation of the transitional government, will Iran recognize that government without the presence of Assad? All the points you mentioned are just assumptions, and matters is that the government of Syria has come to power based on popular vote, and of course it's the popular vote that makes the decision about the government. Regarding any solution for Syria, the role of the Syrian people must be considered, and the Syrian people's role for determining their fate must be taken into account, and a Syrian solution can prove to be effective. Any solution involving foreign interference or predetermined roadmaps without considering the people's role in Syria would practically prove to be futile. We hope that in setting solutions for the Syrian crisis, hopefully a realistic approach would be adopted by relying on people's vote, by considering a Syrian option. Chakhmaghi from Mehr News Agency. There has been news that British representatives have gone to Tel Aviv after the Geneva meeting and informed Tel Aviv of the outcome of the talks. Wasn't this contrary to the agreements reached, and what is the foreign ministry's stance in this regard? This was done in line with what was earlier done in the course of the previous negotiations, and we believe that the negotiations must be protected in the face of interferences and any acts aimed at that seeks to tarnish the negotiations. Hopefully, there is optimism for setting a unified path ahead, and hopefully through vigilance, this path would be protected, and hopefully the interferences would leave no impact on the negotiations.
Well, you've been watching the regular foreign ministry press conference coming out of Tehran with spokeswoman Marzia Afram, covering a wide range of subjects today. First of all, starting off with relations between Iran and Canada, and basically saying that interest sections will be set up representing both countries, Iran being recommended or represented by Oman, Canada by Italy. Also, speaking of relations, talked about the situation between London and Tehran, that assistant charge d'affaires will be sent to both countries, and little by little expected a return to normal relations, or at least embassies being set up in both countries. Of course, the Syrian situation was also discussed, reiterating the importance of this political solution, and definitely have the involvement. It has to be involved as far as what the Syrian people want. IAEA talks with Iran would have been the next topic of conversation, basically saying that everyone must respect Iran's nuclear rights, and that if progress is to be made, it has to be based on honesty and trying to make an improvement along the way, that the next talks hopefully will be set up, and that Iran, though flexible, will not allow its nuclear rights to be taken away. So a whole range of subjects discussed this morning with ties, various countries probably being at the top of the agenda.